the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. It is a Hockey Hump Day edition. We're going to get to some NHL selections in the Fade 5 here momentarily, but it is Sweet 16 Eve, Lundy, and we got a team coming up in action, and their next round opponent, UCLA. I'm talking about the North Carolina Tar Heels representing in the East. The other teams there, of course, are the Cinderella Story, St. Peter's, and Boiler Up in Purdue. And that 15-3 matchup is sure to be a fascinating one between those two squads, and how on earth the St. Peter's Peacocks are going to be able to contain with a bunch of 6'7" guys, 7'4", like 3 billion pounds, Zach Edey. That will be must-see TV in its own right. But and a battle of blue bloods, man. I like Carolina not only to beat UCLA, but among teams with the odds to make the Final Four, I think Carolina's the best at plus 380 at DraftKings Sportsbook. This team is finally living up to the preseason hype. They've got a big man in the middle there in Armando Bacot. We know that the guards have really started to fill it up from outside. Love, in particular, has ramped up his game. And, you know, this North Carolina team just really firing at all cylinders right now. Brady Manek can beat you inside, can beat you outside. He's shooting close to 40% on the season. You've seen as well R.J. Davis, a splishy splashy, taking a bathy from outside. And, you know, they nearly blew that 20. Well, they really did. They blew the 25-point lead against Baylor, but were able to get their bearing straight and stave off those feisty and sick'em Bears in overtime. But this team's defending, man. They're only giving up 0.888 points per possession over the last 30 days, and that was the primary issue that the Heels had earlier this season. So given the potency on offense, given their defensive ramping up, they seem to have all the goods right now to not only beat UCLA, but maybe take that next step and represent in New Orleans. So what are your thoughts on that future? North Carolina, plus 380 to make the Final Four at DraftKings.
I think the way that region is set up, it's the one that could make the most sense. So, for example, Texas Tech has impressed me, but Tech still has to get through Gonzaga. And so I can sit back and go, yeah, it's the same odds at plus 380, but you're dealing with what I think is a much more difficult path. I think if UNC gets past UCLA, which I think they will, then they've got a better, not that Purdue, assuming that the Peacocks do not strut their stuff yet again, assuming that Purdue moves on, it's not that Purdue isn't going to be a battle for them. I just feel a little bit better about that matchup than I do if Tech can get past Duke and now has to face the Bulldogs. So those are the two that you sit there at that high plus odds, the plus 380, because they're both sitting at the same odds. If you really want to have some fun, Brad, you know, because we talk about it on this podcast a lot, that my wife is the Jayhawk. Yeah. And is ridiculously so. I mean, I'm talking like the sticker on the car, the whole thing. Okay, she's crazy. she is scared shitless of Iowa State if Iowa State makes it past Miami. She now Kansas still has to actually win to make it to the Elite Eight, but she absolutely hates Iowa State. She says that Iowa State always gives them problems, and that it's just always like a mental thing for them. They're plus 600. So if you think that my wife might be onto something with the fact that she does not want to wind up facing the Cyclones in any way, shape, or form, there's a 6-1 bet for you that you could just call, the Lundy special.
The Lundy special could pay handsomely. And yeah, I know it'd be great in your household if Kansas can make it to New Orleans. And I guarantee that you'll be on maybe a one-way ticket, because you may not come home if they were to cut down the nets, given all the vices at your disposal there along Bourbon Street. And with that, let's get to it on this Hockey Hump Day edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Lundy, let's drop the puck and make some bucks. How'd you fare last night, and what you got for me on this Wednesday?
Yesterday was a mixed bag, shall we say, with how things went. We started off. Now, our featured pick was fantastic because I said that you should take Detroit in regulation at plus odds, and the Red Wings did get it done. So we got that one. We got hosed up late in our parlay, I wanted to finally see an opportunity to win something with Arizona. No. Release the Kraken took care of them down in the desert. So a little mixed bag yesterday, but I am happy that we hit our plus odds hit that was that we went after. So that gave us at least a little bit of positive momentum. How about we go back to a puck line? We're late in the season here where we've got some teams that just suck, that are just kind of going through the motions trying to get done. They know that they are basically, if they are not completely eliminated with the little mark next to them on the standings, they're well on their way there. The New Jersey Devils are one of those. They're going to be in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. And I'm going to go ahead and lay the puck line with the Maple Leafs because they're so heavily favored on the money line, a minus 320. But if you do them on the puck line, which is the -1.5, that's going to bring it down to a minus 130. So I like the payday on that one. Toronto should have a pretty easy task. They just got done playing against the New York Rangers last night. So the Devils are on a back-to-back. Toronto's rested. They're ready to go. This should be an easy one. I see Toronto winning this one by multiple goals.
Roll with the Leafs.
Number 4.
All right, let's head to the National Basketball Association, and one of the NBA's brightest stars is Kevin Durant. And on the road, it means Kyrie is going to be in uniform, and the Nets are taking on Memphis in a colossal matchup for a pair of likely playoff teams here. And because of the venue, Lundy, I'm going to take the under on 13.5 combined rebounds plus assists. Now, with Kyrie on the floor, it's been a bit of a mixed bag for KD in his last five games. He has been over this proposed threshold in 3 and under in 2. And you look at Memphis. You know, Memphis has been more yielding to the opposition here of late. 8th most rebounds per game allowed, 12th most assists per game allowed to the opposition here in the month of March. But they're still number 7 in adjusted defensive efficiency this month. And the last time that KD faced him, and he only put up 9 combined back on January 3rd. Now, he's been over this in 5 his last 8, but again, it's that Kyrie factor here. And I think Captain Hook, yar, could come into play with a lighter juice at BetMGM on the under. That's where I'm going to lean. So I'm going to go with Kevin Durant under 13.5 rebounds plus assists against the Grizz. Again, minus 110. Fade or follow.
It's so maddening to have to do this with Kyrie with this team, right? The fact that it matters if they're at home or away, obviously, because of the just ridiculous rules that they're dealing with when they're at home, because it does make trying to predict some of these stats difficult for his teammates. He's going to come out. He's going to have some fun. Hey, I get to play. I don't have to sit in the stands anymore and eat stale popcorn. I can actually go out on the court and do something. So I'm going to follow on this one. I'm going to take the under with what KD's doing. You talked about his splits. Now, I will tell you this. I think it's going to come down to the fact that I don't know how much he's going to do from an assists standpoint, as I like spit into the microphone saying that. But here's what I will tell you that I like, Brad. You said you like the under on the 13.5, a little early bonus time here for us. I like the over on KD for points plus rebounds at 34.5. And that one is juiced to minus 120. And part of it has to do with the splits that he's been doing on the season. He's averaging on the road, points plus rebounds, he's averaging 37.3 combined. And I can get that number right now at DraftKings at 34.5. And so with Kyrie on the court, I think that Durant loses out on some of the assists, which is why I think going under on the one that you're featuring makes sense. But my early bonus would be that I would take KD points plus rebounds on the over at 34.5. So I'll follow on yours and a little early bonus sprinkle in there for you.
All right, KD, live in the land down under.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to another NBA superstar and a former teammate of Kevin Durant, now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm talking about, of course, the beard, James Harden. And I'm going under here on 2.5 main threes. The juice on this one, Lundy, it's loose because there's a lot of it, and you got to squeeze every single last drop. It's minus 140 at DraftKings Sportsbook, and I'm still going to take the under on this. You look at Harden, what he has done from outside in the month of March, and it's Yeah, it's puke-inducing. 29.1% along the perimeter. He's only averaging 1.8 makes per game this month. He has been under this in six of his last nine. Yeah, the Lakers have allowed the eighth highest three-point percentage in March, surrendering 38% along the arc. But Harden, man, he's just encased in ice right now. And given his frigidness from outside, I don't know how he could on earth back him, even with the enhanced juice on the over. So I'm going to go on the under here. Yeah, I'm going to squeeze every last drop of that juice at minus 140, but I don't see him hitting anything more than two triples. So fade or follow, James Harden under 2.5 main threes against the Lakers, minus 140 at DK.
If the books wanted to have some fun, Brad, they would actually take a guy like Harden, and you would be able to bet on the over-under on attempts. You know, just take some of these guys that just have no fear, just shoot whenever they want, like Will Barton for the Nuggets, who just never met a three-point shot he didn't like. That would be a lot of fun. Like, is it going to be one of these games where a player goes on tilt? That's what I want to be able to bet on. In this particular case, yes, I will take the under on Mr. Harden with the two made threes. I think he tucks underneath this one in this matchup against the Lakers. As much as he might want to showboat in LA, because that's, you know, kind of what James likes to do. I'm going to say that he doesn't wind up being able to splash the bottom of the net. So I'll follow on this one, but you know he's just going to want to chuck them all over the court.
And you know he's been at the club probably since 5 a.m. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why bother to sleep, man? You're in SoCal. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, those legs are not going to be firing. So Harden, hit that under, baby. Stay tuned for my top picks of the day in college basketball. Yeah, CBI Championship, NIT, CIT, ABCD, EFNG, whatever tournament it is. We got some tickets plus bonus time in the NBA, the NHL, and maybe two some more college hoops.
Number two.
All right, let's get after it. In the College Basketball Invitational final game, in front of a capacity crowd of 10, I believe, down in Daytona Beach. And I'm going to go with UNC Wilmington here, +5.5. Yes, against Middle Tennessee State, the covering machines, those Blue Raiders, 28-7 ATS on the season. But fun fact, Lundy, UNC Wilmington almost equally spectacular against the spread, 24-11 is their record on the season. Just continue to defy all of the algorithms and the advanced analytics. And I think it's just too many points here. And, you know, Captain Hook, yar, could come into play. You look at MTSU. Yeah, they're the superior defensive team. Number 32 in adjusted offensive efficiency. Number 7 in effective field goal percentage D. Since March 1st, giving up just 42.7% inside the arc and 27.9% outside of it. But Wilmington, a very good offensive squad, and they've shown some defensive chops, at least respectable level of defense here down the stretch, and they're shooting 36.1% over their last eight games from three. Again, you do the comparison, you look at Bartorvik, and you know, I love to sort over date ranges. So over the last month, Middle Tennessee is number 82 in terms of overall efficiency standing. UNC Wilmington, not that far off at 105. So, you know, you pulled all together. I think this is going to be maybe a 3-4, possibly as high as a 5-point win for the Blue Raiders. But Wilmington, most importantly, those Seahawks, yeah, they get the cover. So, fade or follow, UNCW +5.5 versus MTSU -110 at BetMGM.
Oh, fade.
It's a tough one.
This is a tough one because of the line, because I do think it's going to be a close one. Middle Tennessee, if I remember right, Brad, pretty good free throw shooting team. If I'm not mistaken, I mean, I think they're pretty good at the line, and that is the reason I'm going to fade you. Is I could see this coming down to a tight game. UNC Wilmington trying to make some fouls down the stretch, and Middle Tennessee actually makes their free throws. But you're right, this is the battle of the two teams that normally you would just make automatic because of how each of them performed against the spread this season. Now they're head to head. Now you don't really know what to do. It's why I kind of hesitated at the beginning, but I'm going to fade on this one. I am going to go in the battle of schools with way too many letters. I'm going to go with Middle Tennessee in this one. I will fade. I will lay right now at DK. It's a flat 5 points. And so I will take the minus 5. You know what? With all of my uncertainty, with all of this and all of my hand wringing, it'll probably be a push.
Or that hook will come into play, which you can still get at BetMGM right now. So if you are on the UNC Wilmington side of things, yeah, find that extra half point. It could do you well.
Number one.
All right, let's go to the NIT. And we got a matchup here between Washington State and BYU. The winner punches its ticket for the Big Apple in Madison Square Garden for that exercise's Final Four. It's always tough to win inside the Marriott Center, but I'm not going to focus on the spread here. I like the total, and I like the under on the 142.5. Did pull this one from DraftKings at minus 110. You look at BYU in their last 6 contests, giving up just 0.952 points per possession on defense, top 40 in effective field goal percentage D as well during that stretch. Meanwhile, Wazoo in their last 9, a team that is certainly getting it done on the defensive end in their own right. Really, they've been doing that the entire season. Number 27 in adjusted defensive efficiency on the college basketball year. BYU giving up just 29.8% from distance, and that's the calling card of the Cougs. 44.1% of their shots come from 3. So I think scoring will be, you know, not an extreme chore, but I think it'll be difficult here. I don't know if this game's going to escape the 60s. I certainly am not buying it's going to get into the 70s. Pretty evenly matched, to say the least. So in the end, you know, something like maybe 68 to 65, BYU feels right to me, which would be under, again, this proposed 142.5 total, minus 110 at DK. Fade or follow?
This is my favorite one of the day. I do like this one a lot. I'm following. I'm tucking under. I'm with you. I think this game is maybe low 130s, like 131, 132. Yeah. I think there's a hell of a cushion here. In like even on the high end, Bart Torvik has got this at like 70 to 68 or something like that. So even on the high end, we're still in the 130s. I think that's going to happen. I think this tucks under in this one between these two. I guess you could say West Coast, but not really, because you got, sort of West-ish. Like for anybody that lives actually on the East Coast, like Missouri is West Coast for them. So I suppose that if I say this West Coast matchup between Washington State and BYU, I suppose I'm accurate.
Yep, I would definitely say that is indeed the case, Carmen San Diego. And with that, let's go ahead and get after it here. A little bonus time. What else you got for me on this hockey hump day?
Well, there's only 4 games on the schedule, a couple of them on national TV, and I'm actually going to go to one of those on national TV tonight. Buffalo is going to be hosting Pittsburgh. The Penguins won last night. They beat Columbus 5-1, so they're on a back-to-back. Buffalo at home, they've been playing better. Pittsburgh's on a back-to-back. National TV, Buffalo is a plus 185 on the money line, and I'm going to roll it with the underdog in this one. I'm going to take the Sabres. Craig Anderson will be between the pipes for the Sabres, and he has a spectacular record this year at home. So I'm going to say that Pittsburgh's going to struggle to score, and because of that, I'm actually going to get seduced by those plus odds. Probably only a half unit play, but I'm going to play Buffalo at a plus 185 on the money line as an underdog against Pittsburgh. And then another home team right down the road from where I am, Colorado, will be taking on the Vancouver Canucks. Lay the puck line, just like we did with Toronto, lay the puck line with Colorado at a -1.5. You're talking about a Vancouver team that's lost 3 in a row. If you look at their last 6, they are 1-3-2. So they have been struggling. By taking the Avs on the puck line, you bring that juice down to a minus 110. I'm comfortable with that. So there's a couple extra hockey picks for you tonight.
Yeah, and there's other college basketball that's going down. And a game that I think is going to be rather entertaining. Texas A&M taking on Wake Forest down at College Station. And I like the over on this at 146.5. It seems like a high number, especially given the defensive chops of both of these teams. But Wake has been over their total in 4 of the last 5 games. One of the fastest fastest teams in the country. Their last six contests, number 15 in the nation in adjusted tempo, and they're burning the nets inside the arc at 62.6%. Both are top 30 in adjusted offense efficiency over the last month. And Texas A&M has really found their outside stroke, 36.8% in their last eight games, and Wake giving up over 38% in their last four contests. So that game could approach 150, and that's why I'm going to take the over there. You know, at first glance, you may think the under is going to hit, but I think the over will reign supreme. Another college basketball one. Let's go to the College Invitational Classic Challenge Cup, whatever the hell they're calling it. I'll take the over on the Fresno State team total, 72.5 against the Wadlers, those Pens of Youngstown State. The Pens, their last six games, number 334 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. They're giving up 54.6% inside the arc. What does that mean? No answer for Orlando Robinson. The 7-footer beat you inside, can beat you outside. He's a legitimate pro prospect for the Bulldogs. And Calamiero also gets the job done on the inside. So that 1-2 punch for Fresno, I think, will push him to around 74 or 75 points in that one. And one last NBA player prop, you got to take advantage of the Portland Trail Blazers because, my goodness, they are rancid, particularly defensively. And I think DeJounte Murray, over 17.5 rebounds plus assists, will hit minus 125 at DraftKings. Portland has allowed the fifth most rebounds to opponents per game and the second most assists to opponents per game in the month of March. Murray's been over in five of his last seven. And earlier this season against P-Town, when they had their full complement of players, that was way back in early December, he had 20 combined. And you worry about minutes, you worry about the blowout factor, but he may be able to do this in three quarters on that over 17.5 rebounds plus assists. And there you go. That is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media, specifically on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Check me out there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.